Games.
Time is 7 after the hour. It's Yum Yum time.
Whoa.
Yum Yum time. Mr. Yum Yum is here. I bet he's never been described that way before. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here, the official chef and food guru.
Oh, chef of the future.
Yes. He is the, well, he's the chef.
Can he core an apple?
You have to have cored an apple.
I have a little machine for that.
Have you really? You have your people do it. Is that it? That's how that works.
It peels it and cores it, and it's ready for apple pie.
Really?
Mm.
Now, are you the person who thinks we ought to use different kinds of apples? I remember, I think it was my grandmother, although it may have been my inherited or my implied grandmother, who used to have, I don't know how many apples it takes, 4 apples to make an apple pie. Is that right? How many?
I usually use 3 pounds. I make a giant apple pie.
Really?
I mix them.
For the average apple pie, I mean, she used to have 4 different kinds of apples. She'd have a tart apple, like a green apple. She'd have a delicious apple. She'd have a Macintosh apple. She'd have one of those yellow apples or,
golden delicious.
Right. What we have today are many more varieties of apples than we used to have.
Right.
But she would take it and then put a lot of sugar and stuff. What else do you put in an apple pie? How do you make? There are the sugarless ones.
Mm-hmm.
Today they don't taste much different than the regular ones, do they?
No, well, the sugarless formulations now are usually sugar alcohol. You know, it's the byproduct of the sugar process, so it tastes the same. But it does have a heat difference. If you take some of that Splenda and put it on your tongue gets hot real
yeah.
fast.
Really?
It's alcohol, basically. But I like to take... I'll take for every 3 Granny Smith apples, I'll throw a delicious apple in just to sweeten it. Because this way I don't use as much sugar. And then you mix some flour, some cinnamon. And what I like to do, Roberta, I'm sure you like this too. Mm-hmm. I like to put grated cheddar cheese in my apple pie.
Ooh.
Why?
It's good.
Nothing like a piece of pie with a hunk of
nice
cheddar
cheese in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's terrible.
You know what I mix in?
Ice cream. We need vanilla ice cream on our apple pie.
I'll put a pear, a very sweet pear, in with the apple pie because that'll really sweeten it up without using too much sugar.
Yeah. Oh, what a great
gives it a great taste, too.
Chef Louis DeAngelis with Roberta and me. The rising cost of food has a lot of people concerned about what they're getting at home. In other words, you go to the store and you wonder, there's just a warning out today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Yet another, Chinese pork. Don't eat pork from China. Why does anybody, I say this,
you don't eat anything from China or Thailand or, my goodness.
Any of these, what is the matter with you?
Don't go near it.
And why is it, again, I'm not a believer in government, so I don't want the government telling us this sort of thing, but you'd think that that with all of the focus on this stuff, that they'd be paying more attention to that than they would stuff like raw milk, wouldn't you think? Hello? by the way, as an aside, the National Farmers Union, this is going to be a real interesting battleground if the FDA goes out of its way to try to make it difficult. The National Farmers Union, which is now becoming a very potent force among those who are agrarians and those who want to support local agriculture, I just joined this year. They have come out as a national organization in support of the sale and distribution of raw milk, using all kinds of science and statistics from Europe, especially where raw milk is served in the public venue. You can go to a square in Italy, France, Germany, pretty much anywhere in Europe where they have vending machines for raw milk. Like you buy Coca-Cola here. Now, which would you think would be better, Louis? Here the FDA says, we have to crack down on raw milk. It's dangerous. And how many people drink how much Coke or any of the other sodas you can get out of these cans and bottles that you get in the in these dispensaries. And what does that do to your body? What does that do to your health with prolonged usage?
Well, the scary thing is that right now, as of yesterday, the report came out that Diet Coke has just surpassed Pepsi Cola for the number two sales spot.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, you're talking about scary. Yeah. It's the stuff that's in diet sodas.
Yeah.
Well, they've. I just read a story about a link. We have to ask Dr. Ken about this, about women's hair loss and consumption of diet soda. That doctors should, if women are losing their hair, they should ask them, how many diet sodas do you drink in a day?
Yeah. Yeah, the additives are just tremendous.
And a friend of mine actually developed epilepsy. I mean, I guess he was prone to it, but it went full-blown on him because he was drinking a can of diet soda an hour.
Oof.
Ouch.
And the aspartame in it just kick-started his epilepsy, and he's never been the same since.
Well, aspartame in plain English is poison. That's just what it is.
It is. But it's legal. That's the thing. It is so... Everything is so contradictory. People say, how do I know what to do? And the answer to that is, why don't you do a little education yourself and find out for yourself? And by the way, most of the programs in public schools that were aimed the health of these, there were, when I was teaching school, they just started to have health education, which included food, what you were doing in your body or to your body. And then there were components that taught you about your sexuality, and the nutbirds on local school committees said, oh, no, we can't teach our kids how to do it. So all the health ed curriculums went out the window. And so now people make these choices based on their ignorance. And, you know, what's the job of a public education if you're paying for it than to teach your children how to live? Yeah. And eating well is how to live well, isn't it?
Well, look what happened in Florida this week. Okay, and this is going on everywhere, but just for Florida, because I'm involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
We have our agricultural commissioner, Adam Putnam, comes from a farming family.
Yeah.
And he's been serving for the state for, 6 years now. Now he's the ag commissioner, and the kid's a good kid. And I've worked with him on a lot of local produce issues. He tried to introduce a bill just last month that would allow the school board to get produce and, you know, fruit.
Local
and
produce.
From local farmers,
yep.
And they turned it down.
Yeah.
They said, why would we do that? It's only going to help the local farmers.
Right. That's how. Why would we want to help them?
I checked. The local board of education, the state board of education, and the state agricultural department are on the same team. Last time I looked, we're both part of Florida.
Yeah.
And so I've been working for the last 2 years with these school boards trying to get them to do buffet-style lunches for the kids. Because if I could put a lunch out for a kid for less than a dollar.
Yep.
And that would cut out federal subsidies for the money, for their lunches. And the less government gives you money, the less they have to say about what you're doing.
Yep.
And I want them off my back, especially my food.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a very political person. When it comes to food, it just makes me stand
right
up. Well,
but people are really waking up, Louis. You know, we've talked about this before. When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty, if there is a more important freedom, I don't know what it is, than the freedom to choose what you want to eat.
Yeah.
And that goes all across the board. You want to eat good things? Swell. You want to eat junk? Swell. You make your decision based on who you are and what you want to do to your body. And we were talking about this with Ken Kronhaus earlier today, the essence of Roberta and I were comparing. I think I said it, she agreed. Mm-hmm. You know, there's this whole debate politically about the haves and have-nots, the rich and the poor, and there aren't many in the middle anymore. Well, the same is true with those who are fit and those who are fat. There are a lot of people who are fat, a lot of people who are fit, but there isn't much in between anymore.
No.
There really isn't.
Just go to a buffet, a local buffet restaurant, and watch the herd run to the trough.
Yeah. I love buffets, frankly.
I do, too.
I love them. But I don't sit there and just eat and eat and eat and eat and
eat.
But
on the other hand, if you're spending $6.99 from a buffet, how good $6.99. Can the food be on?
Have you been to the buffets in Las Vegas? They're $20.
Yeah.
$6.99.
Yeah,
where can you get a buffet for
$6.99? The blue light special, you know.
I'm going there, wherever it is. I want that $6.99 buffet special.
A buffet is good because you can pick the good stuff out of it.
It's it could be good stuff there.
Sure.
All right,
Louis,
let's talk in a minute about how to make a restaurant quality food at home. I would think that it would be fairly easy to do that, but we'll have some specifics on that. Chef Louis DeAngelis with Roberta and Doug, 16 past the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Whether you're in the office or on the road, here are three software programs to help you connect and collaborate from anywhere. First, Google Docs allows you to share documents online, edit them as a group, and track changes. Go to docs.google.com to download your file, then share it as a link or send an email to collaborators. That's docs.google.com. Second, Tungle.me is used to sync all of your calendars online and provide one place where people can schedule time with you without you needing to be involved. Go to Tungle.me for more details. That's Tungle.me. Finally, connect with up to 250 colleagues within seconds using a free service called Join.me. Just like WebEx without the monthly fees and registration forms, use Join.me to share documents or review presentations instantly. Great for meetings, training, and group editing. To learn more, visit Join.me. That's Join.me.
All right, so Chef Louis, how is it that that the arbiter of good food is what you get at a restaurant?
Well, there's tricks that they do in a restaurant that we just don't think of at home. You know, we're just so used to buying restaurant prepared foods for home. And with food being so expensive, a perfect example, you set up your grill on a Sunday. You want to grill some steaks. You know, it's such a chore to set it up to grill two steaks. You know, so you want to make more so you can have it during the week. Or you might have made a couple extra and they're left over. And when you go to reheat them, people use the nuke, you know, put it in the microwave. And what was once a beautiful medium rare steak after you reheat it is now well done.
Microwave.
You know, when you reheat. So what we're doing in the restaurants is we use total immersion. And that's where you put your food in a bag, and usually like a good quality bag, like a suction bag, because that doesn't impart any flavors on your food. Or you can use a Ziploc as long as it's got a double lock top. And you take a big roasting pan, the electric roasters, and you fill it with water, and you set it at 140 degrees. And usually they have a thermostat right in front of them. But use a thermometer to make sure your water's at 140.
All right, hold on. This makes good sense. Hold on a second. 21 after the hour and Good Day.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Birthday celebration. It's March the 18th, and we start with Country Charlie Pride, who's 73 today. Among his many hits, Kiss an Angel, Good Morning, Why Baby Why, this song, I Can't Believe That You've Stopped Loving Me. Born in the state 1938, has won the Grand Ole Opry CMA Entertainer of the Year Award, Male Vocalist of the Year Award. He actually was, I don't know if you know this, he started out as an adult as a semi-professional baseball player. Like my father played semi-pro baseball and football. It was something that was more common then than it is now. So happy birthday to him anyway. Next up was another country artist named Margie Bowes, who is an Entertainer of the Year at the Grand Ole Opry, somebody we don't pay a whole lot of attention to, somebody we don't know that well. Let's see, Kevin Dobson, who was born on this date in 1943, we best remember him as Crocker. Remember when Kojak used to yell, Crocker! Right? Crocker! He was in Knott's Landing as well, had a terrible hairpiece. Awful. Really bad. He's been in a number of movies like Midway, Code of Honor. You'd recognize him if you saw him. Pretty well retired, apparently, now. Let's see here. Next up is Brad Dourif. Doc Cochran on Deadwood is 61 today. John Hartman, the drummer for the Doobie Brothers, is 61 today. Happy birthday to him. Doobie Brothers. Listen to the music. Don't you love this?
Great song.
Doobies were great, 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 great performance. Did I tell you he was 61? I think I said that already, right? Jamie West Oram, guitarist with The Fix, up next. 58 today. See, we got, what do we know about him? Let's see here. I don't know too much about this guy. I was looking to see if I knew more about him, but I don't. Anyway, so we wish him a happy birthday. Irene Cara, though, we all know about her.
Oh, yeah.
Born this day, 1959, from Fame.
That's the high school my daughter goes to.
Fame High School.
That's right.
Yep. They tried to redo that. I think a lot of people drubbed the remake. I saw it in a plane once, I don't know, sometime last year. I thought it was an okay movie.
Yeah, they, exactly. They redid it at the new school that they built.
Oh, did they?
Specifically, yeah.
Yeah,
and some of the teaches are in it.
A lot of New York actress and actresses. Yeah. B.B. Newirth, is that her name?
Yep.
Yeah, she's a big New York actress, was in it. Let's see here. Jeff LaBar, guitarist for Cinderella, 48 today, as is Vanessa Williams, who... What did she win? She was Miss America, right? Didn't she the one that basically gave him back the crown because she had to do something or she couldn't have sex or something? She said, I'm not doing that.
What?
Wasn't that, I think that was her.
I thought she posed for... I thought
she was nude.
Wasn't it?
Maybe that was it. Okay. Same thing. All right. Chuckle, chuckle.
You got me.
Jerry Cantrell, guitarist with Alice in Chains. Another one I never heard of before.
You
know,
Louis,
you know this
group? Oh, I know it. Oh, yeah.
Really?
A friend of mine discovered it.
Really?
Yep, Paul Rappaport.
He discovered it in the toilet? Where was he?
Yeah, he discovered the band.
Yeah, great.
And he wound up having a Porsche with the license plate Alice on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Alice doesn't live here anymore.
Yeah.
Queen Latifah's birthday is today.
I put a spell on you.
Pretty talented lady. I always liked her. Yeah, I put a spell on you.
I put a spell on you.
Evan and Jaron, both 37 today. These two different people must be. Are they brothers? I don't know who these people are. Adam Levine with Maroon 5, 32 today. You know that. And Danielle, I'm sorry, Danielle Harris is Rachel on 1-3 Hill.
Caring for someone with Alzheimer's, transportation troubles, in-home assistance, do you need more affordable options? Here's a website that can help. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. The Elder Care Locator is a free service of the U.S. Administration on Aging. Search by zip code or category and lots of aging resources pop up. I had no idea, for example, that a university near me specializes in legal issues involving health insurance and Medicare. This website links you to info on in-home assistance and home modifications so you can age in place. You can also locate less expensive nursing homes. Under assistive technology, for example, you'll see everything from lifts to large clocks for the visually impaired. A short summary explains how to pursue funding through Medicare, Medicaid, and the VA. The website is eldercare.gov. If you prefer using the phone, there's a hotline you can call. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Near you.
Listening to the Deck Staff and Good Dave program, sort of listen radio instead of talk radio, things to listen to, participate in. Here's an exercise. What's the worst food combination you can think of? I thought of hamburgers and whipped cream.
Ah.
How's that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay, so best that, Louie. Okay, come on.
I'll best it. I'll make soup out of it.
But
well, that's what he does.
Pickles and mayonnaise, Peter said. All right, Louie, I want your worst food combination. Think of the worst food combination. Everybody's doing this now as they're driving along.
Okay, oh, I got one.
I think anything with Dijon mustard.
Oh, really? You don't like Dijon mustard?
No, that's not radical enough. This has got to be radical.
Ooh.
Oh, no, radical. I got one out of Doctor Who.
What?
Fish sticks and custard.
Okay, that's not bad. Can you imagine dipping your fish sticks into custard? Like it was tartar sauce or something. All right, so there's an exercise. You want a swell prize, 800-510-8255. Nominate, give us an example of the worst food combination you've ever experienced or you can think of. Worst food combination. All right, and by the way, The story at DougStephan.com, one of the stories from today's show, has a focus on this woman who filed a lawsuit in L.A. alleging theft of her product idea for use in a competing business. The product is the cupcake sleeve. You haven't clothed your cupcake in a decorative sleeve? Here's what you're missing. The sleeve wraps around the base of the cupcake. There are 70 different designs available, including couture sleeves. Very elegant, right?
Wow.
But there's all of that stuff. You've never heard of that?
No.
Really? You have, Louis, though, right?
I've heard of it, but, you know, cupcakes being the rage, and me being a little overweight, I've been staying away from even looking at them.
Really? We've got to get you on the MetaFast diet.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right. For those of us those of you who have not been paying attention, or you have been, Chef Louis DeAngelis is here, the official food baron of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. We're talking about how to make restaurant quality food at home. And you had, when we last left you, which seems like eons ago, you were explaining how we when you think about some of the really good restaurants, this is what we have to separate the men from the boys here. Really good restaurants with really good quality food versus mediocre restaurants or fast food. How can you even call a fast food place a restaurant?
Oh, I don't call it that.
Restaurant at all.
No, that's a trough.
Yeah.
That's merely a trough.
All right, so then what are you, were at a point of giving us some pretty good examples.
Okay, well, you take that big roasting pan, you know, those electric roasters, and fill it with water, and hit the temperature at, say, 140 if you want to reheat your steak to rare. You put it in the bag, put it in the water, and within 15 minutes, it's going to be at 140. Mm-hmm. Now, the best thing about this is, number one, you're not reheating it in an oven or in a microwave where it's going to overcook it. It's going to stay at the ambient temperature of the surroundings.
Yeah.
Okay? So now you've got a perfectly cooked grilled steak, say, for example, that will stay at medium or medium rare or whatever way you want it by controlling the temperatures around it.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic way of redoing food and reusing food instead of just throwing it.
That's excellent. Great idea. 800-510-8255. See, Louie always has things for us to think about. Let's think about Thelma in Jackson, Tennessee's most horrible food combination. All right, Thelma, what do you have?
My daughter used to make a peanut butter and mustard sandwich.
Ah,
yeah. Oh.
What is it, peanut butter with what?
Mustard.
Mustard.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Yuck-a-bum.
Gonna help my diet.
I couldn't handle that.
All right. So you never did you even try one, Thelma?
Oh no, I can't stand mustard. Period. No. And peanut butter. Oh no way.
Peanut butter is great. I have the Smart Balance. I've noticed this. I've started using Smart Balance products, and their peanut butter is really good. Very good
well,
stuff.
I like peanut butter, but mustard,
No. All right. Got it, Thelma. Good idea. Well, it isn't a good idea, but it's a good suggestion of what the worst food combination can be. 800-510-8255. Somebody sent us an email, Louie.
Okay.
They were listening to us talk about the apple pie that you wanted to make about a half hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
This lady's name is Joyce Henderson. Who says, how about green apple salsa fresca?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which is what? I haven't the slightest idea what green apple salsa fresca is.
Well, that's when you make your salsa. It's really like a picadillo, which is chopped tomatoes, a little bit of chopped serrano or jalapeno peppers, some onion. Mm-hmm. I like to throw garlic in it.
Yeah.
And then you can throw your apple into it, green apples right into it.
So I'm thinking about what I'd – the other night I was at a restaurant. We had chips and dip. Where was it? No, Warren and I. Warren Eckstein and I had lunch at a place on Tuesday in Santa Monica. It's called the something Ale House. I don't remember, but it was very good, actually. Both of us from Santa Monica, we'd never eaten in this place before. But they had the really interesting salsa. It didn't have apples in it. But I suppose, you know, if you chop up everything – fine enough, whether it's apples or whether it's onions or whether it's peppers or whatever you put into this sort of thing, the one common ingredient has to be a tomato base, doesn't it?
Right. And right now, one of the big hits is putting mango in it.
Mango sounds good.
Oh, yeah, it's super. It's almost like a chutney, and it's just fantastic.
Mango contributes greatly to one's health. Apparently, there are unbelievably great benefits from having any of those. The more yellow the fruit, supposedly the better it is for you. And that certainly is a great mango's yellow, great yellow fruit. But any of the yellows are supposed to be really good for you.
Well, that mango and papaya here in Florida, you know, it contributes to good digestion.
Uh-huh.
Because of the papain in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go one step further with that, if we may.
Okay.
Drying fruit, as you mentioned. Mangoes, I'm thinking when we go to the store, and usually the so-called health stores have a lot of dried fruit, but isn't a, whether it's a banana or, by the way, did you hear us talking about bananas this morning and how radioactive they are?
Yes.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, it really is. How really?
Wait till you see what happens to the grapes in California for wine.
No, I'm talking about bananas in general have radiation, not just because of Japan. There's none of that stuff's coming over here. What are you talking about? Stuff's never coming over here. If you have, do they make wines in Japan?
Oh yeah.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Or sake or whatever. All right, so right. You're dragging me off of where I was going.
Go ahead.
Fried. Good, Doug. Dried fruit. I suppose fried fruit. If somebody else, somebody's going to come up with the worst combination: fried bananas and fried ice cream or something. Who knows? But the thing that is happening now is everything's getting dried. You got dried blueberries, raspberries, all kinds of fruits. But yet, as you look at them, grapes, that kind of stuff, there is one common denominator in many of them, and that is some kind of sugar substance.
Right.
And these things are not cheap either. You look, I buy these cherries sometimes, cherries and blueberries, in the packets of $5 or $6 for a 5-ounce bag.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but don't forget that 5-ounce bag represents probably 20 ounces of the real fruit.
Okay.
Because you're taking all the water out of it.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with these, because what stays behind is the actual fiber and pulp of the fruit, along with all the sugar. And it's concentrated in a much smaller piece of fruit. So eat a handful of that. Holy cats, you're getting a lot of sugar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Is that fructose or
fructose,
the corn? Huh?
Fructose in all of the fruit.
Yeah.
Which is a slow burning sugar, but nonetheless, it's sugar and it's still calories.
Yeah, right. You got to be careful of stuff like that. No question.
The volume will throw you off. The amount that you can eat of that dried will throw you way off.
How do you mean? Because they don't use much, but it doesn't take much to affect you?
Well, the volume, when I say that, it's like if you took an apple and put it through a dehydrator,
it'd
be about 1/4 of the size.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, we think of an apple as being the size of your fist. You'd eat four dried apples.
Yeah.
The amount, and now you're getting 400 calories.
See, I just think you got to read the label because it can be a healthy. I saw this listed under the healthy gourmet section in a magazine, and I thought to myself, first thing Louis would say is it has this fructose, or it'll have corn fructose, what's this, or some kind of sugar. And that's one of the reasons that I laid off of raisins. I loved, as a kid, I would eat a box, you know, the little boxes we used to take to school in our lunches or a snack. I'd eat a box of those a day.
Yeah, that's not bad for you. But if you look at that little box of raisins, that represents probably a very large cluster of grapes.
Yeah, but to do these fruits, they have to use some kind of sugar, and it really isn't good for you.
Well, they don't have to, Doug.
Well, but they do.
It's just there.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of them sugar them. They'll spray a sugar sugar coating on it just to make it even more delectable for you. And, man, does that become a problem.
Yep, it sure does. Speaking of problems, we're trying to resolve problems, food issues. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here in a moment. More ways using dairy products can be good for you. You may not know the suggestion that I have, and we'll see if Louis agrees. It's the Good Day program. It's 17 before the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
All right, 13 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli is here, and the official chef, the cook, the, I don't know, cook and chef, they don't sound the same, but they really are the same.
Oh, yeah.
A cook is a chef. Here's a good one. Is a cook a chef, and a chef, is a cook always a chef, and is a chef always a cook?
No.
No.
Everybody in the kitchen is a cook. The guy that's in charge of the kitchen is the chef.
Ah.
And then the guy in charge of the chef is the executive chef.
But wouldn't you say also a cook is someone who follows directions? A chef is someone who knows how to put food together?
Well, yeah, he's just the chef is the guy that's in charge of all the recipes. Mm-hmm. He's the one that sets up what's going out. He builds the menu.
Right.
He does the ordering. You know, he's the lead. He's the lead.
So the cooks follow his recipes, but the chef makes them up.
Right.
We were talking about all these fruits and stuff, dried or otherwise. The foods with the most antioxidants. Are you ready taking notes?
Yep.
All set.
Blackberries.
Yep.
Walnuts, with or without radiation.
With
strawberries.
Without radiation.
Well, they're another one of the things that has a lot of radiation in them. Walnuts, any kind of nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so blackberries, strawberries, artichokes, cranberries, brewed coffee.
Yes.
Raspberries, pecans, blueberries, cloves, grape juice, unsweetened, that is, baking chocolate, sour cherries, and red wine.
Oh,
all right, those are all.
Complete dinner to me.
Then antioxidants in, let's see, vegetables, carrots, spinach, mushrooms, asparagus, broccoli, higher levels of antioxidants after they're cooked. You know, we worry about cooking things sometimes because it's often when you cook broccoli, for example, they tell you to throw the broccoli away and drink the juice that's in the pan. Sounds gross, but make a shake out of it or something.
Actually, any of the cruciferous vegetables, and rapini or broccoli rabe is the most of all of them, is phytochemicals, and they quadruple when you cook them.
All right. That's something I didn't know.
Yeah.
Here's something you may not know. A recent study suggests that people who consume an average of 3.5 servings of any kind of dairy products, cheese, milk, yogurt, that sort of thing, every day for a year have lowered their systolic blood pressure. That's the upper number, by more than 3 points. The reason for that, doctors say that the potassium and magnesium in dairy products play a major role in lowering blood pressure. But here we are talking about potassium having radiation in it. So magnesium is extraordinarily important and extraordinarily good for you. So what are we going to believe now? The takeaway this week, I wasn't kidding about the bananas, the whole thing about nuts and having potassium attracting radiation. So what do you do? One study says nuts are very good for you. Another study says, look out, they have potassium has radiation.
Well, if you're having a potato for the potassium value, use a little iodized salt.
All right. Either that or drink water and eat bread. That's it. 51 after on Good Day.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
No-fly zone over Libya and the ongoing Japanese nuclear crisis. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. More than enough on our plate to talk about. Let's begin in Libya. The UN Security Council voting yesterday to establish a no-fly zone over Libya in an effort to stop the violent crackdown by Muammar Gaddafi against protesters in his country. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Susan Rice, announcing America's involvement should not be limited to just keeping Gaddafi's air force out of the battle.
We need to be prepared to contemplate steps that include but perhaps go beyond a no-fly zone. A no-fly zone has inherent limitations in terms of protection of civilians.
Gaddafi's forces have been pounding rebels for more than a week now. Rebels have withdrawn from several cities to escape the bloodshed. Gaddafi has promised his forces will move into the rebel capital of Benghazi and show no mercy to anyone who resists them. Latest on the nuclear crisis in Japan now. It's been a week since the massive earthquake and devastating tsunami that has taken the lives of thousands of people and caused this dire situation involving the Fukushima nuclear complex. Engineers conceding for the first time they may not be able to cool the overheating reactors. They are now considering encasing at least some of them in concrete to prevent further radiation leaks. That's the same method that was used in Chernobyl. President Obama addressed the situation yesterday, specifically mentioning the fears that radiation will make it to American soil.
We do not expect harmful levels of radiation to reach the West Coast, Hawaii, Alaska, or U.S. territories in the Pacific.
In a related development, the U.S. has begun screening cargo and passengers from Japan for radiation. The move comes after low levels of radiation were found on luggage and inside the passenger cabin filtration system on a flight from Tokyo to Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
For the Eastern Mountains, a picture-perfect spring skiing weekend, where it starts off a little bit on the firm side thanks to some colder overnight so the groomers can set that snow, and then it slowly warms up during the March sunshine. A lot of great events taking place as well. Waterville Valley in New Hampshire with about four dozen runs with some softening, loose granular snow. Okemo in Vermont riding up over 40 miles. They have the band AOR performing live this weekend, part of their festival at Okemo. Killington cranked up to 140 runs. They stay at full operation. Jay Peak in northern Vermont riding up over to 70 runs on Vermont's only aerial tramway. To the western mountains where Deer Valley in Utah ride strong with new powder in the last 4 days. 100 trails open. Alta at 114 runs with over 2,000 acres. They stay at full operation. Taos in New Mexico, soft spring snow and over 100 trails. Mammoth in California with a recent foot of fresh snow and 3,500 acres. Squaw Valley and Lake Tahoe, 170 runs with some powder stashes. Sun Valley, Idaho, 75 trails are open. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
After a very rough Wednesday on Wall Street, there was a rebound yesterday. Stocks way up. The Dow with a 161-point gain to 11,775. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Crude oil is back over $100 a barrel, up $3.44 to $101.42. The first leg of President Obama's Latin American tour begins today in Brazil. The trip will also take him to Chile and El Salvador. The president promoting trade and U.S. investments in the region. The White House brushing off suggestions the president should not be traveling as the Japanese nuclear crisis continues. In remarks yesterday, the president said he has ordered a thorough review of U.S. nuclear power plants. Americans backing labor unions over controversial Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who has been in the headlines over his move to strip some collective bargaining rights from unionized state employees. Only 34% of those polled have a favorable opinion of Walker. The big dance continues today. The NCAA college basketball men's tournament, 16 games. Yesterday, 16 more today, and if your brackets are already busted, chances are it was Morehead State that did it by beating Louisville in a big upset yesterday. I happened to pick the Richmond Spiders to make it all the way to the Final Four, so at least I'm still alive there. Richmond beat Vanderbilt in another of the upsets yesterday. Couple of closing notes. If you live in a place that sells Mega Millions multi-state lottery tickets or know somebody who does, listen up. The jackpot is a cool $201 million tonight. Mega Millions played in 41 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. All you need is the luck of the Irish, right? Speaking of which, I look back at St. Patrick's Day yesterday, the oldest of parades, the 250th New York City St. Patrick's Day Parade. Hundreds of thousands of people line the streets of Manhattan, taking in the bagpipes, the marching bands, the Irish step dancers. Of course, you had to dress the part, even if you were on the sidelines watching.
Right now, I'm dressed head to toe in green. I'm wearing about 190 different Irish buttons. Irish pride, loud and proud.
You got it. And was it a requirement to actually be Irish to turn out for the parade?
Everybody's Irish.
Could I have that laugh one more time? I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief. The right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.